Time is 5:29, our temperature reading 75 degrees. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. One person died in an Oneida County traffic crash this morning, just before 11 o'clock. The Sheriff's Department received a call of a crash on Highway 51, a mile south of County L in the town of Nokomis. Preliminary investigation found a truck towing a trailer and a car collided. One person died in the crash. The name of the person killed will be released when relatives are notified. Several emergency departments responded to the scene. The investigation into the crash continues with the Oneida County Sheriff's Office, Wisconsin State Patrol, and the Oneida County Medical Examiner's Office. A full federal appeals court split 5-5 today on a request to get the full court to hear an appeal to stop Wisconsin's voter ID law. The split vote of the Seventh Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals in Chicago means that the request did not get a majority of votes needed for the full court to take up an appeal, and it fails. A three-judge panel of the same court had ruled on September 12th that the state could implement the law for the November 4th election. This was another courtroom loss for opponents. The Wisconsin Supreme Court upheld the law in a pair of rulings last month. And the short-notice reinstatement of Wisconsin's voter ID law has created some problems, according to the nonpartisan election observer team. Tim Morrissey reports.
The recent decision by a federal appeals court that cleared the way to reinstate Wisconsin's voter ID law for the November election may create unforeseen problems. According to Milwaukee attorney Ann Jacobs, a member of the Legal Coordinating Committee for Wisconsin Election Protection, Jacobs says voter ID addresses what some see as a non-existent problem. She points out Wisconsin had the second highest voter turnout in the nation in 2012 and says the way to protect the elections is to ensure that every eligible voter who wants to vote gets to cast a ballot.
We should be trying to expand our franchise, not enacting legislation that limits it. And every time we put another layer, another burden, another obligation on the voter, we make it harder to exercise that franchise.
Those who support the state's voter ID law say it will help protect the integrity of the voting process. Jacob says the only issue voter ID addresses is voter impersonation, someone claiming to be someone else, which she says hasn't been a problem either in Wisconsin or the nation as a whole. Jacobs, who is training director for the nonpartisan group Wisconsin Election Protection, says the decision to reinstate the law after the process for the November election was already underway has created a problem for people who may not now have appropriate forms of ID.
It is now an obligation on all of us to make sure not only that we have the necessary ID, but that the people we know and the people we love have the ID so they can vote as well. So it's on all of us as voters and citizens to reach out and make sure that everyone who wants to vote gets to vote.
According to Jacobs, this last-minute reinstatement of the voter ID law has created a huge issue in terms of the absentee ballots that have already been cast in Wisconsin, and a shortage of time and resources to get election personnel trained.
The problem that I'm seeing in this election is not that there is going to be an intentional impartiality in the administration of these elections. Rather, it is going to be that due to the limited time period in which to implement this sweeping new law, clerks are going to be left without the resources they need to fairly administer the election.
For the Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Tim Morrissey reporting.
A sweep by federal, state, and local law enforcement found a low number of registered sex offenders in Vilas County to not be living where they're supposed to be living. The U.S. Marshals, along with the state Sex Offender Registry Program and the Vilas County Sheriff's Department, did a check on September 3rd. The addresses of 34 registered sex offenders were checked to make sure they complied with address requirements. Two offenders of the 34 were found to be non-compliant. The state will investigate the two individuals, and if warranted, they'll make recommendations for changes to the district attorney's office. The joint investigation is part of the relationship between the U.S. Marshals Sex Offender Investigations Branch and state and local officials. 22,774 registered sex offenders are monitored by the state. A public database is maintained by the State Department of Corrections. Minocqua will be celebrating the end of summer tourism season in a big way. The town is expecting as many as 15,000 people to flock to the downtown area for Beef-A-Rama. The event is all about beef and features a beef roast competition, beef sandwiches for all, and the parade of roasts.
The Parade of Roasts start around 2 o'clock. Everybody lines up with their roasted rump roast and parades them down the main street.
That's Crystal Westfall, executive director of the Minocqua Chamber of Commerce. She explains that it's the 50th anniversary of Beef-A-Rama, though technically for the first few years it was actually called Fish-A-Rama. Serving up thousands of fish got a little dicey, so the focus shifted to beef. Westfall says the one-day festival is a way to thank the community and visitors for a great summer.
And we've got craft shows, we've got vendor booths, music, of course, meat everywhere that you can participate and partake in. So it is a great time.
Construction is still underway just north of downtown Minocqua, so travelers may want to allow extra time to get to the island. There will be shuttles leaving from Lakeland Union High School, the Ice Arena, and Island City Lanes. And candidates for the Wisconsin Assembly will debate in Wausau October 1st. 85th District incumbent Democrat Mandy Wright and her Republican challenger David Heaton will face questions from a media panel. So will 86th District incumbent John Spiros and Democratic challenger Nancy Ann Stensel. The debates are being held at UW-Marathon County campus starting at 7 p.m. In sports, Aramis Ramirez and his agents say they'll sit down next week to talk about the future. The Brewers' third baseman is finishing the final season of a three-year deal this weekend. He hopes to either hammer out a deal with the Brewers or move on. The forecast for tonight, patchy fog overnight, otherwise mostly clear with a low around 48. Saturday, sunny, high near 75. Sunday, sunny, 75 for a high. Monday, sunny, 30% chance of rain, high near 62. 75 degrees, 536.